Philippians 4 and 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I want you to look at that word A-double-L, all. Now, I believe that means more than groceries. I believe it means more than shoes and clothes. I believe it means more than a car. He said, my God will supply all your need according to his riches in glory. If I don't get too far out in left field tonight, I want to bring to your attention the different kinds of need that we have. You might not have the same need I've got, but God will still supply that need. In Matthew 8 and 1, when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him, and behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Did this man have a need? He was a leper. Nobody had anything to do with him. He wasn't supposed to be around people. But Jesus said, I will be thou clean. And let's go down to verse 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Did he have a need? He was a palsy. Sick of the palsy. Jesus sent his word, just spoke the word, and he was healed. All right, there's a leper, had a need, and our man had the palsy, had the need. And the Lord took care of both of them. My God shall supply all your need. I hope I don't get this too far off tonight. But he said, A-double-L, all. And let's turn over to verse 14, And when Jesus was come to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. Leprosy, palsy, and a fever. Healed all three of them. Verse 16, when the 11 was come, they brought unto him, and when even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. There's another need. Somebody that's got devils in them has got a need. I mean, a need. And the Lord healed every one of them. Verse 23, and when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him, and behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, inasmuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and woke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. Was there a need? What did Jesus do? Wind, be quiet. Waves, simmer down. Thank God. If I could possibly lift up the Lord tonight, I would like to say this. The Lord is the answer to every problem that mortal man has got. I don't care what it is. He's the answer to every problem that mortal man has got. Leprosy, palsy, full of the devil, wind, storms. How many ever had a storm in their life? Did you cry out to the Lord? Yes, you did, and He come to you. Thank God. He'll supply every need that we've got. I'm not one bit afraid to call on God, because I know He hears me when I pray. Thank God. He has stilled many a storm for Brother Hughes. Many a storm He stilled. And He'll still them right on. Now that's just a few in verse 8. And verse 9, chapter 9. While He spake these things unto them, behold, there came a centurion, a certain ruler, and worshipped Him, saying, My daughter is even now dead. Was there a need there? And the Lord even raised the dead. I said a while ago, I hope I don't get too far out in left field, but He'll supply all your needs. Every one of them. If we'll just live right. And behold, a woman, verse 20, which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years, came behind Him and touched the hem of His garment. And what did He do? He healed her. You just look at the different needs tonight. Every one of these is different needs. I thought of the revival here. All the different needs that the Lord supplied. Brother Buell back there had back trouble. Sister Lois had cancer. That's different. Little Blaine had a bad eye. And Kim brought him up here Sunday night to be prayed for. His ears was all infected.
Yeah.
Took him to the doctor Monday. He was healed. I mean, perfect. Was that a need? Yes, it was. He'll supply needs just as sure as I'm standing here. And other needs, Ronnie M. Hoff, and there'll be probably some come up that we've not even heard about. And verse 27, and behold, Jesus departed. Then two blind men followed Him, crying, saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. What did the Lord do? He opened her eyes. I mean, this is 1995, March the 22nd. But the Lord is just the same. And there come some people out of the tombs that was full of the devil from one end to the other. And people was afraid of them. They didn't wear no clothes. And Jesus healed them. And they were so full of the devil that the devil's running a bunch of hogs. They run down a steep place and the sea and was choked. I mean, they were full of the devil. Was there a need there? My God will supply all your needs.
Glory.
Now let's go way back, yonder. I mean, on back. There was a man found grace in the eyes of God one time. And God said, I'm going to destroy cattle, everything that breathes, I'm going to destroy it. But Noah found grace in the eyes of God, and he built an ark. And there was the need right there. And besides Noah, there was nobody else saved but him his sons and his wife and their wives. Ain't so. Thank God. Are you afraid to trust God in 95?
No.
Are you afraid to trust God and he's searching for somebody to trust him? I'll tell you what, every time that you make up your mind that you're going to trust God, you watch and see that something will happen that'll almost knock you off your feet. Every time that a church gets on its feet real good, you watch out for the devil. I guarantee you he'll come along. There'll be some blabbermouth will start something every time. They some blabbermouths, you know what they need? They need to be sent down here in Cincinnati and let them dismantle one of those time bombs. That's exactly what they're doing when they're spouting off the mouth. They're going to hit a time bomb one of these days. And it's going to blow up. Oh, I wouldn't want to be one of them fellas that disassembles the time. I wouldn't want to do that. Them old engineers in the Army, they disassembled them hand grenades that didn't go off. Them 155, I wouldn't want to do that. And I wouldn't want to be the one that talks about a man of God either. I don't know how that slipped in, but it got in. I don't want to. I mean, God will supply all your needs. If you've got a tongue that you can't bridle, God will supply. If you've got a tongue that you can't bridle, God will help you bridle that tongue. Oh, I've seen people, I just wish that they'd have bit their tongue talking. He'll supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. Oh, I don't want to know nothing except Jesus Christ and him crucified and him resurrected. And then old Brother Hughes can get back here and preach and let God anoint him. Thank God. I know when we had trouble before Brother Collins ever come here, and everybody in this church knew what was going on but me. And I thank God I didn't. I told Sister Hughes one time, I said, if something happens, something comes up, I said, don't tell me about it. If Brother Burns gets here, my girlfriend, don't tell me about it. I believe God will tell me what he wants me to know. You believe that? How many believes it? Thank God.